Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said today she is committed to implementing the police reforms demanded in a scathing report by the U.S. Justice Department. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on the department's findings and the reaction in the city.
The mayor did not sugarcoat the findings.
The findings are challenging to hear.
At the same time, she said Baltimore did not wait around for the 163-page report to begin making changes.
The city has taken first steps in a long path to reform, and we've begun to see real benefits.
Among those first steps was issuing officers' body cameras in May, adding cameras to record what happens in the back of police transport wagons, an issue that came up in the Freddie Gray case, and updating the department's use of force policy. The mayor said police have implemented 26 reforms thus far. But what she didn't say was who was responsible for the practices in the police department so sharply criticized in the report. She blamed the system.
A system is not an individual. That being said, I'm responsible for ushering in the meaningful reforms that have taken place thus far, and I am certainly committed to making the meaningful reforms moving forward.
The report that leaked last night and was officially released this morning lays out a pattern of systematic discrimination in the Baltimore Police Department. Officers made unconstitutional stops, searches, and arrests. They used excessive force when it wasn't necessary, and they retaliated against people exercising their First Amendment rights. The report said officers recorded more than 300,000 pedestrian stops between January 2010 and May 2015, but they said the true number is likely far higher due to underreporting. Nearly half of those stops happened in two small, predominantly African-American districts that make up a small percentage of the city's population. African-Americans have been stopped at disproportionate rates, 82% of all vehicle stops. The report also said zero tolerance under Mayor Martin O'Malley eroded the trust between communities and the police, and that legacy continues to drive policing in certain neighborhoods. City Councilman Brandon Scott said he was not surprised by the report, and no one else should be either.
Anyone that has lived in Baltimore in my lifetime shouldn't be surprised by the report. And for me, I didn't need the report to tell me this. I'm a young black man in Baltimore. This is what I grew up, especially growing up with zero tolerance policing.
Meanwhile, Councilman Nick Mosby was only surprised at the degree of discrimination.
I mean, when you see the level of, how many stops and to, what individuals and, how many complaints through internal affairs and how many were actually acted on, those type of, raw numbers and statistics are really glaring.
Senator Ben Cardin issued a statement calling the report disturbing, and he added nothing less is owed to Freddie Gray's family than to have his tragic death provide the catalyst for an overhaul of BPD that rebuilds the trust between the police and the communities they serve. Congressman Elijah Cummings said in a statement that the statistics are astounding and that the report validates what so many residents in Baltimore City already know, that trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve has been repeatedly violated and is in desperate need of repair. David Rocha, the senior staff attorney at ACLU Maryland, also says the report validates what people have been saying for a very long time.
We also retain some measure of hope that it will be the necessary catalyst for long overdue reform.
Residents in Sandtown, where Freddie Gray was arrested, also were not surprised. Khalil Muhammad said he has been stopped by officers on numerous occasions.
For no reason, ran my pockets and harassed without provocation. So this is something that us as black inner city people have been living with for a long time.
But he said the report is valuable only if it brings on changes in the police department.
But if there ain't gonna be no changes made behind it, what's the use?
Robert Gaddy, a Towson resident who grew up in Sandtown, said much of the same thing.
The whole thing is, what are you doing about it? What you gonna do about it?
He said the problem is compounded by a lack of jobs and educational opportunities.
A lot of people, arrest record and level of education won't allow them to end opportunity. First, you have to have the opportunity. Somebody have to believe in you and say, well, I'm going to give this guy, this young man, or this young lady a chance. And that's not happening. Not even with the previous mayors, even going back to Kirk Smoke.
The report also recognizes that Baltimore police officers have a hard job, especially in neighborhoods where officers deal with complex social problems rooted in poverty, racial segregation, and deficient educational, employment, and housing opportunities. Mayor Rawlings-Blake said she has and will continue to deal with social problems while her administration works on police reform. She said they're working to bring more jobs to the city and remove blight, and that officials are optimistic about new leadership in the city school system.
I'm not sitting around, and nobody is sitting around till we solve poverty before we make police reforms. No one is sitting around before we solve the issues of discrimination or poor housing or any of the challenges that Baltimore faces along with other cities. We're not going to solve all these problems before we address the needed reforms.
The report and the call for change is not new territory for Police Commissioner Kevin Davis. He was a deputy chief in Prince George's County when that police department entered into a consent decree with the Justice Department in 2004.
That agency served a population with demographics similar to that of the city of Baltimore. What I know is that we came out of that consent decree a better and stronger agency.
Davis said he has made moves to help the Baltimore Department move forward faster. He started by hiring two people familiar with Justice Department investigations and consent decrees. He also said the department has established a team to make sure the department is compliant with the federal government.
This is something that is historically done after the findings. That's another unique thing with Baltimore and this DOJ investigation that Baltimore should be proud of.
Davis did not say whether the department was surprised by the findings, just that he is very, very concerned by some of the information in the report.
I have no tolerance for any person who is privileged enough to wear this uniform if they choose to engage in racist, sexist, discriminatory, or biased-based policing.
Davis also didn't say if he will clean house, but he made it clear that he is willing to hold his officers accountable.
I fired six police officers in 2016 alone. That's a small number, but those who have left this agency deserve to leave this agency.
So what happens now? City officials and the Justice Department have entered into an agreement that guides the negotiations for a consent decree that will be enforced by a federal court. The decree will include federal monitoring of the police department. The negotiators will seek input from residents, community groups, city leaders, local businesses, and officers as they craft the decree. Negotiations are expected to be complete by November the 1st. Mayor Rawlings-Blake said she anticipates the city will have to spend between $5 to $10 million annually to implement the reforms. That number is based on what other cities in similar situations had to pay. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1. WYPR.
WYPR's Mary Rose Madden, Rachel Bay, and Jonna McCone contributed to this report.